Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I think one of the reasons why I was attracted at first to psychology was because, studying the mind, and perhaps because of my background. I came across insanity in my background. People doing crazy things in my family and being a victim of crime and stuff. But now I no longer want to be in psychology. Actually, I stopped wanting to be in psychology a long, long time ago, 15 years ago, because of working in it and realizing that I didn't have the patience or I could deal with people who have severe mental health issues. The truth of the matter is I came across people who are mentally ill and criminals, and it was a very bad experience, so I couldn't deal with that as a career. Not that I wanted to, because I wanted to be an artist. And it's going on now when I'm dealing with people with mental health issues who are dangerous. As I said before, I don't like people repeating things and talk about the negativity, but I have to because it's the truth. In my environment now, one of the reasons why I want to sell my home is because I'm dealing with an insane, dangerous group of individuals who did not know how to mind their business. If you don't know how to mind your business, you got to be insane or a sick person who need to be locked up in a mental hospital or some criminal or somebody who the law, like the police or the government, need to keep in check. Because everyday life people who are law-abiding, mind their business. I'm dealing with the same issues with these same people who got mental health issues, don't know how to respect my boundaries, possibly. I believe they're looking into this condo. They are people who act like people who are in the state penitentiary. One thing about how sick and dangerous they are is that, the insanity is I don't know them. I was not their friend. I was not their acquaintance. I don't really talk to them. I don't know them. They just come up to my condo and talk at me in my building, in my area. That requires the police to get involved. I have to do it legally because in this day and age, being an African-American man, it's, unfortunately, there is a percentage, and there's always some African-American man or dark-skinned man going to prison. So they go to prison all the time. Not all of them. I'm not one of them. Most black people, as I said, are not criminals, but unfortunately, a percentage are criminals, a percentage. And, and what I say, when I say that, that's not racist, it's just a fact of life. They're just criminals, and it makes it hard for African-Americans like me who wants to follow the law. And, I bring this up because these idiots say I'm racist, and I'm not. I'm very open. I'm very liberal. I'm very gay. And that's the truth. I always will be. But at the same time, I'm telling like it is. I dealt with insanity. There was someone who thinks I don't own my home, and I do. And these same people I'm talking about who don't know how to mind their business, who are strangers, they think, they tell me where to work or what to do, and they don't even know me. They're sitting out there in the street or in the neighborhood or in my building and talking at me from outside, and they shouldn't. I believe they are dangerous. I believe they don't have no respect for the law or me personally. They should have been locked in prison a long time ago, and that's what they're destined to go to. And yeah, they are African-American, Latino, white, or whatever, who don't know how to mind their business. It's plain and simple that they're insane and they should not be living in this building or living in this area because they don't know how to respect my boundaries or mind their business. And one thing why they're insane or something wrong with them, seriously wrong with them, that requires the LAPD or definitely the LAPD or some mental locked up facility is they don't know me. If you don't know somebody and you go and target me and say things at me, something is wrong with this picture. That is the dilemma. Now, if I knew them from the past, okay, if I knew them, which I don't, and I don't talk to them, I haven't interacted with them in a long time, I don't even, and they come out saying that they still got to be something wrong with them. And they should not be living around other people. They should not be living around me. They should not be coming around me. They should have been locked in a facility or prison because they don't know how to deal with the law. They don't know how to deal with things. And one of them is a black woman who thinks that I'm straight. I'm not straight at all. I never was straight in this lifetime. While I can't help it that I'm gay, you know, I respect gay or straight. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. In this day and age, you don't have, most people, 99% of the public don't deal with somebody who talk at them from outside or say they're going to bug my home or say they're going to get money from my home or say things that are a sign of some schizophrenia or some disorder that requires them to be locked up because their mental health issue and antisocial behavior is dangerous. And we've seen that happens with so many people who are antisocial and have mental health issues. They end up in homicides, they end up in robberies, they end up in doing illegal things and they go to jail for the rest of their lives. And these people are destined for that unless the LAPD locked them up. Insanity should not be tolerated. When I go near a neighbor or a person, I respect them because I'm law-abiding. And that's how the way you deal with it. I don't, you know, I'm a typical person in that department, someone who has the capacity to respect and mind my business and not get into other people's business in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, these individuals don't. I mean, life is too short. I was telling my sister, life is too short. You know, when we do things, you have to be happy, you have to go to school, you have to do things, you go for your dreams or whatever, you meet new people, whatever. Life is too short. And there's no guarantee how long we live. And these people don't have that capacity to understand that. So I hope, and I do, as I said, when I talk about these issues, people ask me, I should file a restraining order, I should call the police. I've done that, and I'm going to continue to. Because I don't think these people have any brains, or I don't think they have the capacity mentally to stop coming over to my home or coming at me. Now, if they did do any of those illegal things that I mentioned before about violating my expectation of privacy, they committed a crime, and they will be arrested. It is going to happen. It is no excuse. You know, I don't have no attraction to this black woman. I never will. I don't have attraction to no woman, black, white, or brown. I'm gay. I always will be gay for the rest of eternity. I accepted that a long time ago because so much homophobia. But when someone, this person, I don't know. That's the problem. Something wrong with this person or the guy she's with. I mean, they need to stop. You know, it's really the 21st century, and it's really boundaries and laws. They have to get these people locked up that I'm mentioning. They're outside my window or outside. They are not capable of being around anybody. They are somebody that requires extreme. This is an emergency situation. Because they've been coming over here for like 18 years, 19 years, and I still ain't going to be with them. I don't have no attraction to somebody who I don't know in the neighborhood. They come and I had to hang out with a doctor, a lawyer. That's insane. I don't even know them personally. I keep coming around, and it's a stalking. I have no attraction to these people. These African-American, these Latino, they do drugs. I know they're involved in something illegal. They're involved in something. They have to have the LAPD investigate them. I think they are destined for the penitentiary. They don't have that capacity to move on. And I don't have no attraction to them. I don't even know them. Do you see what I'm saying? Something's wrong with this picture. It requires somebody to get involved. It's an emergency. I mean, if I'd done that, my life would be over. If I found somebody I don't know for 18, 19 years, I must be insane. My life would be over. Their lives are over, okay? the insane, okay? But they need the police involved because they might commit, they might try to kill me or do something to me, and I don't want to risk my life on some crazy person who I don't know. And I'm saying this directly, insanity should not be tolerated. Just like when somebody targeted me, like, to talk about my religion or bigotry or bias because of who I'm with or something, that's, I consider them insane. I don't know them. I don't talk to them. So they're going to target me or say things about where I work or whatever. I know some of this has to do with being on the music, releasing music. You know, it is true that if you're in the spotlight online, you can attract a crazy person or a dangerous person. I'm no exception to that fact. Unfortunately, these people need to have the cops and the police involved. Restraining order, I have attempted so many times. I'm trying to get them locked up. You know, it's really concerning because one of them, the same person, said that she's going to kill herself if I move, or she's going to try to stop me from succeeding because I don't want to be with, I mean, that's crazy. That requires some emergency situation. You know, you're not supposed to look at my bedroom or know what I'm doing in my life or where I'm going. You keep to yourself, law-abiding, regular people. My mental health, surprisingly, is fine because I know for a fact that anyone experienced anything like a stalking or harassment from some stranger who got some serious illness, the chances is that the statistics say their lives are in danger, their mental health is affected, etc. I'm fine. Insanity should not be tolerated. It should not be tolerated negatively. You know, when I had the same person come such yesterday, said they're in love with me, and they don't even know me, and they're not, and they're a stranger. Well, you know, they're in love with me, and they don't even know me. I have to let it go. You know, something. No, I can't let this go. It's an emergency situation. Get a medical doctor to diagnose them and get them on some medication. Get them locked in the hospital, and then they will straighten up. If they can't straighten up, then lock them in a locked facility. This is the suggestions where they belong. Because if they don't get locked up in a locked facility, they're going to go to prison or do something criminal. Examples are obvious when people who, when the mental health community and the police did not get involved. You've seen what happened with Sandy Hook. When that man had a mental problem, I know he had Asperger's disease, had a mental problem, and the system didn't do enough. He killed his mom, he killed all his children. We've seen this happen where someone who should have been locked up a long time ago, and Nicole, what's her name? It was an event that just recently happened. I forgot. Let me look it up. I'm in the studio, so, Tintin. She was charged. She's now charged with 6 counts of murder. There were a background past where she fought with the police. She was put in the hospital several times. And she had several racks of cars. She fought with the police and so on, and they didn't do enough. They did lock her up 6 times, and they allowed, you know, it was not enough done, and she killed 6 people. So we don't want that to happen. There are several incidents where insane people have done heinous crimes, and they killed innocent people, or they did some criminal attack. That's why it's important that insanity should not be tolerated. You know, a medical doctor is required for these people who are coming over here. They need medications. I'm sure they have a criminal background. They need to go to prison, serve some time. Learn how to live like a regular person by on medication or get in a locked facility, and then they can go out in the community as long as they're on their medication. If they are got criminal records, which I think they do, they should not be walking the streets. They should go to jail. because they keep coming over here for several years and I don't even know them, say crazy things like they're in love with me. And, you know, it's really crazy insane when someone who's heterosexual, because I respect people, gay or straight, someone who's heterosexual and is attracted to me and talking at me like she thinks I'm straight, which I'm not. I'm gay. And, you know, they even said they were trying to find me a girlfriend or trying to say, they said I cannot be gay or say, you know, gay is wrong and so on. It is homophobia. You know, homophobia is illegal. So they should not be coming over here. Again, insanity should not be tolerated. We got to know boundaries. We have to have rules and regulations to an extent because it can't be anarchy. You can't just do what you want. This is what happens. Someone who's not well enough, can't mind a business, need to have emergency situation if they can't been doing it for a long time. These people have been doing it for a long time. Coming over here, don't even know me. And I'm going to say this. When I say people who probably, you know me a long time ago, they said from the Stanford Medical Center, you know, they need to move on, okay? This is not 1995, 2002. That's 20 years ago, okay? I didn't come on this planet to deal with this shit, okay? If they can't move on with their lives or jealous and they don't talk to me and I don't know them or whatever and coming over here trying to undermine me for no, they're trying to undermine my potential to be in the music industry or undermine my potential to be a success for no reason and I, except for jealousy or, and I don't know them or for no reason, they need to be locked up in a hospital or prison as soon as possible. Because the truth is, if you let insane people go and do what they want, because this person got to be, these people got to be insane, keep coming over here 18 years, 19 years, they're going to do something tremendously harmful, and we all going to regret it. Some innocent person could get killed, or some criminal matter could be involved, and this whole building would be destroyed in reputation otherwise. So to prevent that, they need an emergency situation. This is not something you can ignore. And, you know, it's not something I can ignore once they can come over here 20 years. Or say, some people say I should ignore this. Well, ignore somebody who keeps coming over here 20 years. Nobody on this planet would do that. You don't go to somebody you don't know and follow them around for 20 years, think you're going to be with them, or jealous because I own a little condo and I don't have no money, or jealous because you don't see me in the industry. You got to be crazy. That's not that crazy. That's insane. Insanity should not be tolerated. Just like with this other person targeting me for bigotry or targeting me because of his bigotry, he doesn't even know me. That got to be insane. Talk about me using the bathroom. This is fact, and this is crazy because they're saying things that don't make sense and don't pertain to reality. There is quite a few people who live on the street who are mentally ill. And yes, some of these people are mentally ill and live on the street. They should not be living on the street. They should be locked up. Now, when people say, when I say insane, I was told that some people say I'm being, you know, I need to be careful about what about my situation, you know, my experiences with PTSD and all this. As I said before, there are people, lots of people who have suffered mental health issues. And it is true that for every human being who lives on this planet, and one way or the other, they're going to suffer some kind of mental health issue. Depression, get upset, have a bad day, et cetera. It is true that for every human being, it's going to be either a health, physical, or mental problem in his or her lifetime. And most people who have mental health issues like PTSD, depression, or et cetera, are not violent. So that is true. So if they want me to do the prevent stigma, I'm sorry, but the stigma is true for a few. It's true. And I dealt with these few people outside who don't know how to move on from 18 years, who I don't know, except I live next door to the Mountain Bowls or somewhere, and can't move on for almost 20 years. That's insane. Most people with mental health issues or not don't go to some stranger for 18, 19 years and follow them around, or go in the neighborhood and talk at somebody that they don't know. They got to have a serious mental problem that requires emergency hospitalization or prison, because they the ones who commit crimes because of their delusions or their inability to move on from 18, 20 years or from the area. And if they want to hang out with doctors or lawyers, which is crazy, they don't even know me, I didn't talk to them, then they must be a psychotic person. You can't ignore this shit. These people are capable of committing heinous crimes and doing illegal things if society ignores it. Insanity should not be tolerated. That's not just a mental health issue. That's insane. That requires intervention to get this person locked up so they don't hurt somebody or themselves. And that's where they are. They are at that level. I don't hang around with people like that. As I said before, this is too much negativity. Negative person, I cannot hang around because it causes negative consequences. It includes very mentally sick, crazy people. People who got severe mental problems and who should have been locked in the hospital. They're too negative. They're incapable of being around because they don't know how to manage their symptoms and don't know how to live around other people. The homeless, mentally ill, they have to have a law for that because this is part of the situation, yes. But the other neighbors come around here, living on house, whatever, they need to learn how to have adequate in dealing with people because they need to go to a hospital, teach them basic common sense. They're 50, 60, 40, 30 years old and don't know how to mind their business. Something is wrong with this picture. Basic common sense. That's all. It is no excuse. We can't look, you know, look at my skin color and they think they know me or target me in a negative way or a positive way. Racism or Afrocentricity is no excuse for insanity. You don't know me as a person or as acquaintance. Something is wrong. You need hospitalization. If they own alcohol and drugs, go to a drug facility and get them on medication and get them locked up. Something's bad is going to happen. And I'm trying to prevent myself from being a next statistic. Because I don't want to be killed by some deranged person who's obsessed, who I have no attraction to and never will, and who say crazy things or say illegal things that require a mental hospital or police to be involved. I'm just saying insanity should not be tolerated. We've seen a lot of people, insane people in the society, shoot at people, rob people, quick kill people, criminals. Percentage of the people who are mentally ill are criminals. If you're sick in the head, you're going to hurt somebody. It is a fact. It is no laughing matter, and you can't sugarcoat it. Stigma is the stigma should not be a part of the reason. It's the truth. While most people with mental health issues are not dangerous, these people, a few are. Watch something going to happen to these people. You just let karma take over and God take over because what they're doing is crazy and criminal and evil. Even if it was somebody that I knew, like my family or something, and they came out to where I was, I didn't see my family in years. And they don't talk to me, and so I would think something wrong with them mentally. They need to get some medication. They could get locked up. Have you seen anybody who come around somebody they don't know because they live a mile away or move to a mile away and follow them a very long time with obsession? I don't think so. That's insane. That's a very sick person. I'm sorry to say that person needs a mental hospital. Or live in a neighborhood or so on. If they talk about the music industry and all that stuff, they ain't in the music industry. They're a bunch of hoodlums. Again, you know how you deal with people in music business. You go to them directly. You want to sign them. You go to them directly. You want to deal with, you know, because I'm a musician, artist. Then you go to them. Go to me directly. You come to me directly. That's how you deal with people. You don't go up to people and talk about music and look at them and say things at them and you don't talk to them. This is what happened to me for many years. They talk at me when I'm outside, go follow me around in the car. They don't even know me. They don't even say nothing to me. That's sick. You deal with people by talking directly at them. These people don't do that because they don't know me. And again, some of them I think are, the homeless are from that where I used to work. And they don't talk at me either. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with them. It's an emergency. They are at a stage where they need somebody to intervene and lock them up. This ain't no joke. As I said before, and Nicole Tilton who killed 6 people, Sandy Hook, there were other where there were incidents where crazy people who the society had did not do anything have committed heinous crimes. That's what's going to happen. Or they're going to kill themselves. So to prevent something or some robbery or some assault or something. So that's what I said. And I said this before. I told you about people on the internet that voyeurism is wrong. And there's a suspicion of the possibility that they're looking in this bedroom, they committed a crime. It is off limits. It needs to be proven. So far, there has been no evidence of that. But that's what crazy people will do or criminals will do. Insanity should not be tolerated. Hang around with well, healthy individuals mentally who know how to mind their business and who know how to deal with people. If there was a concern about somebody and it was an emergency like some fire or some gunshot, then you get involved. Yes, call police, yeah, emergency. These people are at a stage of self-emergency. Somebody needs to take them to the hospital or prison because they are capable of doing something heinous. It is no excuse. If they look the other way, and let these people continue to do what they're doing, then they are just as guilty as these people if they commit a crime. And they are just as and they are showing that they're not law-abiding people when they allow crazy people, crazy dangerous people do crazy things to themselves or to others. Good day, good night from Dove Night.